Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We had to talk to his agent, his producer, his handler. There's a lot going on. We were able to book Chris Russell.
Yeah, Chris Russell's the guy.
Said he doesn't want to come on and get his balls busted. I said, well, you probably got the wrong show, dude. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay. On that note, thanks for the invite.
JP will be doing that. I don't deal with that.
By the way, I said I didn't want any of your food because I'm always accused of wanting your food and only coming to say hello because you had food. Now, I didn't know you had food.
Because you always show up when food shows up.
I just got here as the food was showing up. What do you want from me?
Shout out to Mike Brand and Peg Quarter Sports Tavern. Yes. That cheesesteak was exactly what I needed.
But I'm not going to lie,
so
Ruth,
damn good.
If it's 100 times that food show up, you show up 100 times.
No, okay. B doesn't even like give me a little discount at 99.
Why would I do that?
Here's what else is weird. Now you're doing this whole like holier than thou that you're not even taking a wing. We got buffalo wings. You're for Buffalo. You can have one.
I want B's carrot juice or whatever healthy stuff he's
Listen,
got.
Listen, that might be the healthy stuff. The stuff over here ain't carrot juice. It's Friday, baby. Roosh Dizzle.
Those days are gone.
We had Sean Sharif on the program yesterday from 105.3 down in Dallas, right?
I've known Sean for a long time.
Good dude.
Big time Redskins fan.
He told us a story that he played HTTR for Jerry on the radio.
Yeah.
We just had Nui Scruggs, a friend of ours, on.
Sure.
The folks down in Dallas
are throwing haymakers.
Are going hard.
Nui's funny.
Yeah,
I didn't realize he was that funny.
Oh, Nui's great.
He's funny.
I've had a few dinners with Nui. He's very funny. Those guys think this joint is over.
Yeah.
I think Washington should roll in this. I don't feel as confidently as they do. B hates these types of conversations.
I sure in the hell do.
How do you see this game going Sunday?
I mean, I hate thinking that this team is just going to automatically wake up, flip the switch on after two games against two really tough opponents. And just because the Cowboys appear dreadful, to think that they're going to rock and roll and put up a 35-40 burger, I hate to think that. But they're probably going to do that. And that's great, obviously, for the fans that are there and for the fans that hate the Dallas Cowboys. Me personally, I don't hate the Dallas Cowboys. I'm sorry, this is just not the way I'm built. Well, you played for this team. I didn't, you know. I mean, so you should probably hate them. I don't hate them, but I don't like them. I think they're a clown show. I want them to be embarrassed. I mean, you know, I like one dude on their coaching staff that I happen to know, and that's it. I feel bad that he's getting fired, but, you know, the bottom line is
who's that
they're
guy?
A terrible team. They're a terrible team.
Who's the guy that you like?
I'll share that with you off the air. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? They should win this game by 13 to 17 points.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
I call this game the narrative extinguisher. They have a point. They have a chance to eliminate the conversations that have been happening with some this week. Jaden ain't right. Cliff ain't right. Whatever. Yeah.
Some people they will never shut down all the narratives with.
Well, here's my question. Like, not to jump too far ahead, right? If they come out and they 35 points, and say win 35-17, let's just say. Like, people are going to feel good about that. People are going to think the offense is back. But then that doesn't mean they're going to be able to carry that momentum over against an actually good defense, not the one that they're going to play this Sunday, the next Sunday against Tennessee, you know, before the bye. So to me, this, I look at this, me, as more than a one-game sample size moving forward. Like, I have to take everything that happened Sunday, even if it's good, really good, with some level of context or with some level of a grain of salt here, boys.
Yeah, sea salt.
As you see my sea salt grinder there.
I asked you a question, yeah, though. How many games did you think they were going to win at the beginning of the season? What was your?
Oh, I said 7-9 and right. 1. So I was wrong.
They're already at 7, okay? So they already have done what you thought.
Yeah. Believe it or not, B, I'm wrong sometimes.
But no, I'm just saying, where does it not sit? And I think I say this for most people. Mm-hmm. When you think a team is supposed to be a certain level and they reach that and they probably will exceed that, how do you, a lot of people, I think, once they get to the point, then they now want to judge them even more harshly.
Right.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'm judging them more harshly, but I would say
I'm leaning towards you on that comment. Okay. I'm just saying I hear that a lot. But I see people move there.
Yeah.
They always move in the damn goal line.
No, I got you. I would say for me, my prism has been adjusted, right? Like, okay, but I thought they would be.
You can adjust your prism and want them to be better without then condemning them for already being ahead of the schedule.
Absolutely.
And maybe not as good as we randomly thought at 5-2.
I think the only thing that would be a real hard pill disappointment, whatever you want to call it, for the fan base and media to take is if the 2-game losing streak turns into a 7-game losing streak and they are 7-game? Yeah, 7-game losing streak and they lose out, right? I think that would
be
the only.
What the hell are you talking about? They're not going to lose out.
Well,
dude.
I know, but I'm just saying overall.
I think my point is the hypothetical needle too far.
Yeah, I know, but my point is everything is above water. Even if it doesn't go as great as it did the first 9 games of the year, everything is above water at this point.
I talked to a friend of mine, a friend of the show's, Pete Brascia, last night.
You got
at
a lot
MGM.
Of 20s hanging out over there.
I was at the casino, dog.
I'm buying that stash.
I mean, hell, you're looking at the 20s.
He's not only follow food, he looks at money.
But you got a nose, dog.
Man, I got to get some of that TV money.
That's casino money, yeah. Man. I was talking to Pete Brascia last night at MGM, and he said, and Pete listens to our show, he listens to the station. He's like, man, people got a level set. This team wasn't supposed to be good, and they're good.
Yeah.
And I think on some level, we have like a responsibility to remind folks of that. And
I say that every day.
You did it to Santana. You're doing it to me. You're turning my brain into B-Mitch. They're so far ahead.
Right.
And I think you're telling me you're not happy if they win 30-17 because they got to score 40. Put up 30, get back on track. I'm good with it.
No, I didn't. First of all, I didn't say it. If I said that, I didn't certainly mean it like that. That I'm not happy if they only score 30. What I'm saying is, I don't know how to interpret that the offense is back. If say they lay a 30-35 spot on Dallas, a stinky defense, right? Nice way I can say it. Joe Mixon ran right through them the other night. We know they struggle to stop the run. We know they haven't had Deron Bland all year. Probably getting him back for a couple of snaps. In this game, we understand that they are not a great defense. But what I am saying is, for me, this is just me, the way my brain operates, is whatever happens on Sunday, hopefully it'll be impressive. Hopefully people will feel good. Hopefully people will feel like the offense is back on track. And hopefully it'll be a win. And then we move on to Tennessee, and I'm already thinking in my mind, okay, show me that again. Then I'll know. Then I'll know the offense is truly back on track, and we're ready to rock and roll into January. If you then come out and lay an egg against Tennessee, I'm still back in the, I'm not sure. Can you light up like a Christmas tree a good opponent? And that's just me. That's just the way my brain operates. I'm not saying not for everybody. Clearly, I'm not for everybody.
Did they not lay 27 points on Steelers defense that I consider very good?
Yeah, I mean, I take 7 away from the turnover on the fake punt, but whatever.
But
yeah.
Still, you it's a turnover, and they had 2 touchdowns dropped.
Yeah.
So no, I don't. Right. I think when people look at the Steelers game, you can't knock the offense or the Steelers game.
That's fair.
Real quick, Roost, we talk about the hypothetical train getting too far, and I know you have a show coming up at 2 o'clock.
Right.
And we have to break. Landfill's going to yell at me.
Yeah, I got an hour to eat.
Just real quick.
All your food.
Speaking of the hypothetical train going too far, I saw a tweet from the official Team 980 account that said Chris Russell wonders if Kyle Shanahan could be back as offensive coordinator.
Yeah, okay. So, here's the deal.
Current defending NFC champ.
I showed you the lunatic that was yelling and screaming about Kyle getting fired. He's not the only one, but he's the one leading the charge, okay? So if Kyle were to get fired in San Francisco, and there's been plenty of rumors.
This is bananas.
What I said was, if Kyle decided not to want to be a head coach or not wanting one of the opportunities,
because
there are some crappy opportunities
keep
out there.
It out.
If Kyle wanted to take a year off or maybe take a step back and spend a little more time with his family, maybe he can be, I don't know, an offensive consultant or whatever. Somebody. And I said, if Cliff Kingsbury were to leave,
All right.
Then
I love you. God bless you.
Just
go get some chicken wings.
I'm just
Wendy's here. We got to take a break. Governor Moore at 1:15.
Let's go.